What should be worn during a classroom chemistry experiment?
One would expect to see goggles, gloves, aprons.
If you aren't wearing these, then you're putting yourself at risk. And Dr. David Evans with the National Science Teachers Association says there are a lot of rules when it comes to chemistry.
There are OSHA regulations for safety procedures. EPA has regulations for how hazardous materials are handled.
But making sure students are safe should not get in the way of learning.
It's very, very important, indeed critical, for students to be able to actually experience the real thing.
Dennis Foley for CBS News, Washington.